Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A judge will hear arguments in a lawsuit that could put a pause on new abortion restrictions from becoming law this weekend. Just ahead, how this comes one day after lawmakers right here in Raleigh made some last-minute changes to the bill.
And we have a code orange air quality alert today due to Canadian wildfire smoke. I'll show you who it will affect and how long it sticks around.
We're live at Lake Johnson this morning, monitoring the air quality here in Raleigh. I'll have more on how the efforts are working to stop the blaze in Canada and how that smoke is impacting our area.
The smoke, flight delays and cancellations. There's a lot going on this morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here. Yeah, we got past the storms earlier this week, only to run into some other issues out there. Elizabeth Gardner here in the WRAL Severe Weather Center to detail them for us. Elizabeth.
So the storms that came through right ahead of a cold front. And we don't usually see cold fronts this time of year. That's typically a spring, fall, winter sort of event. Behind a cold front, we tend to see a drop in humidity and a drop in temperature. That sounds great for this time of year. But what it's bringing us this time is a flow out of the north, which is typical behind a front. And now it's bringing that smoke in on that northerly wind. Typically this time of year, all of our wind comes from the south, and we will see a reversal of this as we get into the next few days. So today and tomorrow, looking at code orange. Right now, we're still holding at yellow, but later this afternoon, we're going to see more of the smoke that's just to our north across parts of West Virginia, Kentucky, all that coming down into our area on that northerly wind. The air quality across the country is worse in the Midwest right now, but that's where our air is coming from. Right now, we're looking at code yellow. We're going to climb to code orange later today. 100 puts us into orange, and again, we'll see that later this afternoon. It already looks hazy out there. You can see here in Pinehurst some haze as folks are hitting the golf course. Again, right now we're at level 2, which is fine to be outside. When we hit code orange, it's people in sensitive groups. The elderly, the very young, anyone with asthma or respiratory issues should limit their time outside. Right now it's 75 with a dew point of 63, which isn't bad. That's one of the things that the front has brought us is a little drop in humidity. But it's still going to be a hot day. We'll hit 91. We stay dry today. Not likely to see any showers or storms today or tomorrow. But we move to a wetter pattern just in time for the holiday weekend. I'll show you which days will bring us the most storms coming up, Brian.
802 right now, Elizabeth, as we check traffic in Apex. We have a crash on US 1 northbound just beyond the 1010 road interchange. Apparently it's a minor crash, but we're seeing some pretty significant delays this morning from that 55 interchange up toward I-40. Overall, about a 6-minute backup. But as we take a look at the sensor map, we can show you that most of that is between 55 to just beyond 1010 road. You can see as soon as you get through 1010, it clears up nicely. If you can pick up US 1 northbound from 64 and Tryon Road in Cary, you'll be on the other side of those delays. And that 6 minutes did not include the backups that you're seeing from 540 out toward the 55 interchange. So if you're coming in from the New Hill area or Sanford, you're going to run into some pretty heavy delays heading up toward Apex this morning. Give yourself that extra time. Good news in South Raleigh. That earlier crash at South Saunders at Iliagnus cleared up just a little while ago. Only seeing a little bit of a lingering delay in that area, so you're in good shape now coming in from Garner back up toward the south side of Raleigh on Wilmington and South Saunders Streets. We do have a crash in downtown Raleigh at Person Street and Martin Street. Still seeing a little bit of a delay there heading away from Lenore Street up toward Martin Street on Person, so allow that extra time. Also, because of those earlier delays that we saw on South Saunders Street, now that it's open again, we're seeing some pretty heavy traffic heading into downtown Raleigh on McDowell Street with backups beginning right around the western MLK interchange out toward South Street.
Thanks, Brian. We have live looks all around our area, but we wanted to show you this. Check this live look from Chicago right now. We've been watching this since the sun came up, and that smoke from the Canadian wildfires making it pretty hard to see the skyline right now. It has gotten worse over the last few hours. Back here at home, the smoke is making for a hazy day a little bit this morning, maybe more later. WRO's Kelsey Coffey shows us what it's like outside right now. And also what they're up against in Canada to try to contain that fire, Kelsey.
Hey, good morning. They're up against a lot in Canada, so things are still looking pretty nice over here. We're at Lake Johnson. We'll give you a live look now so you can see a light haze this morning. We're still hanging on to that code yellow. We'll, of course, head to that code orange a little bit later today, and that is all a result of those massive wildfires in Canada. Check out this video. More than 480 fires are burning in the country right now. Less than 200 of them are under control. That's according to Canada's National Fire Situation Report released this morning. Poor air quality has been a problem for weeks, with the smoke from the fires just sweeping across the U.S. You'll remember we had a lot of hazy days earlier this month due to smoke here in North Carolina, and now all of that is back. Over 80 million people from the Midwest to the East Coast are under air quality alerts this morning. Now, that code orange means that the air is not healthy for people who are in high-risk groups. So those are children, the elderly, and people who have conditions that impact their lungs. Maybe not the best day to take the kids out to the pool or to the park. Better to keep them inside just to be on the safe side. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Perfect day to stay connected all throughout the day on how this air quality may affect you. And download the WRAL weather app. You'll be able to check in around the clock to see if the alert changes. Days before new abortion restrictions will take place in our state, a key decision could be made to put those changes on hold. WRAL's Laura Levine breaks down what could play out this morning as a federal judge hears arguments in this case. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, today in Greensboro, a federal judge is set to hear those arguments in a lawsuit that could stop North Carolina's new abortion restrictions from becoming law and going into effect this weekend. Last night, the General Assembly approved some last-minute changes to the new bill that could derail the pending litigation. Planned Parenthood filed the lawsuit earlier this month, joined by the ACLU and other health care providers. It claims the legislation contains several inconsistencies and vague language that could potentially violate constitutional rights. Lawmakers made the last-minute changes to the law in effort to address those concerns ahead of today. Governor Cooper now has to sign or veto that amended bill, and he has about 10 days to take action. Meanwhile, that hearing, again, taking place this morning in Greensboro, will keep you updated on what happens there and if any changes occur before that bill becomes law this Saturday. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, you know, the severe weather up north having a ripple effect on airports for a fourth straight day. Let's take a look at what's happening at RDU International this morning, courtesy of FlightAware. You can see right now there are 10 delayed flights at RDU International as of this hour. And these are the latest numbers, just updated within the last 1 minute or so. And right now there are 20 canceled flights at RDU International. And we've been talking with passengers all morning long, just dealing with a headache ahead of this 4th of July travel weekend.
Get here, I get in line, they cannot find me another flight until Saturday because they have such a crew shortage.
Yeah, that passenger got separated from her family, who is already in Hawaii. So that's just one of the stories we've been hearing all morning. We'll continue to monitor these numbers here at RDU International, but most of the bulk of the cancellations and delays we're seeing up north are in New York and Boston.
A lot of frustrated passengers for sure. Thanks, Ken. Well, we're working to learn if charges will be filed against a driver who police say hit a person in Cary. It happened at the intersection of Green Level Church Road and Carpenter Fire Station Road just after 9 o'clock last night. We're told a person was in a crosswalk when they were hit. Investigators say the driver did stay on the scene. The person who was hit was taken to the hospital and was alert and talking.
Today, an NC State grad student linked to the murder of Christina Matos will face a judge for the first time. Kaylee Lynch Furucano is facing a charge of accessory after the fact. She was arrested yesterday. Prosecutors say she helped Eric Hernandez-Mendez escape arrest. Hernandez-Mendez is charged with Matos' murder. He's accused of stabbing her to death in her apartment near NC State's campus in 2021. Investigators say the two had just married days earlier. Matos' family says he was in the country undocumented and promised to pay her for a marriage license.
A Fayetteville man is behind bars this morning, charged with shooting a 14-year-old girl. Joel McLaurin III is charged with attempted first-degree murder. Investigators say he shot the teenage girl earlier this month on Tatum Drive. It's not clear if she was the intended target.
A push to ban gender-affirming care for most people under 18 is now in the hands of the North Carolina House. We have a live look right here at the General Assembly. They'll hold a final vote on the Youth Health Protection Act before sending it to Governor Cooper's desk. The bill bans surgery, puberty blockers, and hormones for children, regardless of parental permission. It also prevents state funds from being used for gender-affirming care. Opponents of the bill say it'll keep people from getting help, putting them at risk of suicide and depression. Supporters say surgery can have a lifelong consequence.
June is Men's Health Month, and health experts are concerned about the rate of men who schedule checkups with their doctors. Coming up next, some of the reasons professionals are encouraging men to take more control over their bodies.
Plus, sharing your Costco card with friends and family is getting harder to do. We'll explain the new rules for customers.
And you may have noticed that smoky haze in the atmosphere. We're at code orange for our air quality today and tomorrow. I'll show you how that may affect your day and how long it sticks around.
You're looking live at the WREL Tower Cam. You're watching WREL News on this Wednesday morning. It's available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. You can see that haze in the air. We've been talking about the smoke from the wildfires from Canada, Elizabeth, kicking up a little bit more now.
Yeah, we remember this from about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's back again. It's all because our air is coming out of the north, which is unusual for this time of year. I'll explain that coming up. Right now, our number is 90, which is yellow, but at 100, it moves into orange, and will likely be at 110 later this afternoon. You can definitely see hazy conditions across our area right now. And that orange air quality alert is with us for today and tomorrow. Typically, we see our wind coming out of the south, southwest this time of year. That brings in a lot of heat and humidity, and that would keep the wildfire smoke to our north. But after our front came through yesterday, we're now seeing a northwesterly flow. That would typically bring some cooler temperatures and maybe a drop in our humidity. Still going to be hot today, but we will experience a drop in our humidity. Still, we have that air quality code orange today and tomorrow. That means if you have young children or you're elderly, or if you have issues like heart and lung, respiratory issues, you just don't want to overdo it outside today. You want to limit your time. Now, Friday, we're going to see our wind shifting to southwesterly. It's going to start to push that smoke back up to the north, and we'll move back to yellow. We typically see code yellow for most of the summer because we have a lot of humidity. That moisture tends to trap the pollutants down close to the ground. But code orange is not something that we see regularly. And again, you want to just, if you're in one of the sensitive groups, you don't want to overdo it. Taking a look at Goldsboro, Apex actually looking this direction as well as Chapel Hill doesn't look too bad. Again, we are sitting at code orange, code yellow right now. And things will get worse as we get through the afternoon. Here's why. This high pressure system that is pushing in behind our front that just moved to the coast has winds that rotate clockwise. So that's pushing the air in from the northwest. And the air quality up here around the Great Lakes is very bad right now. It's up to not just red, but purple. As the high pressure system slides off to the east, our winds will begin to shift. Again, these winds rotate clockwise. So as it moves east, we'll start to see more of a southerly flow that's going to stop the flow coming from the north. We'll also see the potential for some scattered showers, especially by late Friday. We'll start to see some showers and thunderstorms along another front that gets close to us. You can see Friday evening some storms. We're looking at about a 40% chance. On Saturday, it goes up to down to a 30% chance, back to 40 on Sunday, back to 30 on Monday. What you should take from this is that we'll end up with that summer pattern. It's going to be hot and humid with afternoon thunderstorms. Now for Tuesday, it backs off a little bit. So for the 4th of July, if you're hoping to get out and check out the fireworks, it looks like a little better day. It's still going to be hot for us with a high of 93. We still have a 20% chance of storms, looking at 80 degrees at around 9 or so when those fireworks kick off. Right here is a look at the remnants of Cindy, which was a tropical storm last week. It is unlikely that it's going to develop into a system, more likely just to continue to be a wave that moves off the coast. But even so, we have the potential for higher rip current danger over the weekend and next week. Right now, it is sitting at moderate. You always want to check it before you get in the water. Our temperatures will be in the low 90s up to Saturday. We're in the mid 90s on Sunday and Monday. That means our heat index is also going to go up. I'll show you the heat index through the holiday weekend coming up, Brian.
8:17 right now. I want to update you on those delays through Apex on US 1 northbound. This is that camera out at 55, and we have a crash just beyond the 1010 road interchange. holding steady at that 6-minute backup from 55 out to I-40 overall, but almost all of that is between 55 and 1010 Road. As soon as you get through the 1010 Road interchange, you can see it starts to clear up. So you can access it from there. We are seeing some ramp delays, but you'll be in really good shape if you can pick it up from 64 and Tryon Road back in Cary. Also still seeing the backups on US 1 northbound beginning just beyond the 540 interchange. So it's pretty big delay heading between 540 and 55 this morning as well. In downtown Raleigh, it looks like they've just about cleared that crash at Person Street at Martin Street, not seeing the kind of delays we were seeing just a little while ago. On the south side of Raleigh, a report of a crash on 40 eastbound right around Rock Quarry Road, but we're not seeing any backups with that. Sensors right now indicating some slowdowns on 440 westbound between 87 and Capitol with the usual delays there. Also a little sluggish through south and west Raleigh on I-40, but really nothing unusual about that for this point in the morning commute. We'll take you out to Durham, take a look at those major approaches into town. Of course, we have delays in both directions of 885 as usual, and only about a 2-minute delay on 40 westbound as you head in from Raleigh and Wade Avenue out toward the airport.
Thanks, Brian. Temperatures could get so hot across the U.S. could cause a blackout in some areas. According to the North American Energy Reliability Corporation, almost all of the country west of the Mississippi River could lose power in the coming days. Texas is one of the main states under an extreme heat warning. Temperatures there could reach more than 110 degrees. And when that happens, you know, folks crank up the air conditioner, and that causes stress on the power grid. If those power plants can't generate enough electricity to keep up, it could cause a blackout.
A Fayetteville man remains behind bars this morning, charged with shooting a 14-year-old girl. Joel McLaurin III is charged with attempted first-degree murder. Investigators say that he shot the teenage girl earlier this month on Tatum Drive. It's not clear if she was the intended target.
Federal government is now getting involved in the investigation into a big fire, this one at a Charlotte school. The ATF says it is stepping in to figure out what started the flames Monday night at this Charlotte preparatory school. Video shows just how bad it was. More than 60 firefighters responded, along with police and EMS. It took firefighters 90 minutes to contain the fire. No one was hurt. Could be time to schedule a checkup. It's June, it's Men's Health Month, and doctors are urging more guys to be proactive about their well-being. Gary Bumgardner takes a look.
If you're feeling under the weather, your gender could influence your decision to seek medical help. According to the CDC, men are 33% less likely than women to visit the doctor's office.
Take a couple of big breaths.
But with June being Men's Health Month, medical professionals are encouraging men to take more control over their bodies.
It's important to visit your healthcare provider regularly, even if you're healthy. One is to screen for medical issues, assess your risks for future medical problems.
The CDC says the leading causes of death for men of all races include heart disease and cancer, but doctors say your age plays a huge role in what health issues you should be screened for.
Men between the ages of 18 and 39 should have their blood pressure checked by a healthcare provider every 3 to 5 years. Cholesterol screening should start at the age of 20. Diabetes screenings typically start at the age of 35. Men between the ages of 40 and 64 should really get regular health screenings, such as blood pressure should be done every year. It's really important to start colorectal screenings at the age of 45.
Research from Rutgers University finds men who subscribe to the values of traditional masculinity are often less likely to go to the doctor. Many health experts say it's critical men abandon macho attitudes and talk to their doctors if they notice a change in their health.
It's easier to be proactive than reactive.
Isn't that the truth? Just schedule it, put it on the schedule, and then just go. It was Gary Bumgarten reporting. More money is on the way for an expansion at a theater in Cumberland County. These are renderings of what the Cape Fear Regional Theater could look like once renovations are finished. Fayetteville City Council approved an additional $2.5 million for the project. The project already has millions in state funding and private donations. Construction isn't expected to start until next summer.
Meta is delivering new tools to help parents keep an eye on their child's social media activities. They include controls on Facebook Messenger, which allows parents to monitor how much time their child is spending on the app. Parents will also be able to get updates on their child's contact list and get an alert if they report anyone. Another feature also nudges teens to take a break from Facebook after 20 minutes.
Beware of going to Costco without your own membership card. The company says it is cracking down on people trying to shop using someone else's card. Costco says it'll now ask to see your photo on the card at self-checkout registers. And if your card doesn't have a picture, they will ask to see a photo ID. Costco says it has noticed more abuse of membership card sharing since it expanded self-checkout to more stores. Speculation is now over. A new Superman and Lois Lane have been cast for an upcoming movie. James Gunn is the co-CEO of DC Studios and shared a Hollywood Reporter article confirming this news. David Corenswet will play Superman. Rachel Brosnahan will play Lois Lane in the movie Superman Legacy. Fans have watched very closely to see how Gunn and co-CEO Peter Safran will shape a new DC movie universe. 4th of July is coming up, and before you know it, in today's WRL Family, Kathy Hanrahan will let us in on some of the best family-friendly celebrations in the area.
And we're expecting a code orange air quality alert today. Elizabeth Gardner will bring us up to speed on where the haze will be the worst and how you can keep you and your family safe.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Time now is 8:26 on your Wednesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're going to start with Brian Schrader. He's monitoring some slowdowns in Apex this morning, Brian.
Still tracking this crash on US 1 northbound just beyond the 1010 road interchange. This is the camera back at 55. Slow traffic there. About a 6-minute delay overall as you head away from 55 out toward the 64 Tryon Road interchange. If you can pick up US 1 northbound from there, you're in good shape heading into Cary. But if you're coming in from the New Hill area or Sanford heading into the Apex area this morning on US when northbound, those delays begin just beyond the 540 interchange. So expect some pretty heavy backups as you head on into the southwestern part of Wake County.
We have a code orange air quality alert for today due to smoke from the wildfires up in Canada. We'll likely see this again tomorrow as well. It's all because we have our airflow coming out of the north today. That should change up by the weekend. We take a live look at Apex, and it looks okay. Currently, we're looking at yellow, but we are likely to move into orange as we get into the afternoon. We take a look across the area. Wilson's at 74, Durham at 75, 75 in Fayetteville. You can see a little bit of that haze in the atmosphere already. It's going to be a hot afternoon. Temperatures in the low 90s. You might want to get that exercise in as soon as you can.
Elizabeth, today a judge will hear arguments in a federal lawsuit that could put North Carolina's new abortion restrictions on hold. Yesterday, lawmakers gave final approval to some last-minute changes to the law. AG Josh Stein is the lead defendant in the lawsuit, but he says he won't defend the abortion law. And Kevin Johnson, a man once convicted of shooting a Durham police officer, is free. A judge recently granted him a new trial for his role in the 2007 shooting of Officer D.V. Vereen. Yesterday, the Durham DA announced they were dropping all charges against Johnson. Next on Fox 50, Elizabeth Gardner will show us the hot spell we're expecting this holiday weekend. And on today, the cast of the hit show this summer.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Smoke from the Canadian wildfires is bringing our air quality to code orange for today and tomorrow. I'll show you what will finally push it out of here.
We're at Lake Johnson this morning monitoring the air quality here in Raleigh. I'll have more on the efforts to stop the wildfires in Canada and how that smoke is starting to impact our area.
Happening today, a federal judge is set to hear arguments in a lawsuit that could stop new abortion restrictions from becoming law this weekend. Just ahead, how this comes just one day after the General Assembly made some changes to the new bill.
8:30 is the time right now on our Wednesday. Thanks for making us part of your day. We're glad you're with us here as we get our day started. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hazy for a couple of different reasons here this morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConachie. We're tracking all of that, plus those flight delays and cancellations everybody's talking about continuing into what seems like a week in already because of all the delays. So we'll get to that coming up for you. But first, we have to get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. She's showing us exactly who is under that code orange air alert this morning.
It does include the entire viewing area, but code orange means that it's unhealthy for sensitive groups. That would be young children. It would be the elderly, anyone with respiratory, heart, or any other issues like that. Again, this is going to be for today and tomorrow. Right now, we're under a code yellow, which is pretty typical for us during the summer. Most days, we see a code yellow. But code orange, code red, even code purple appear to our north and west. Typically, during the summer, we have a flow coming out of the south-southwest. We do see a code orange on a rare occasion when we have a lot of heat and humidity that traps the pollutants near the surface. But this is all coming from Canada again, like we saw earlier this month. Our wind has shifted to northwesterly. That's unusual for this time of year. We had a pretty powerful cold front that came through late on Wednesday into yesterday. And behind it, that northerly wind is now starting to push that smoke into our area. Our current number is 92. That continues to go up. Early this morning at 4:30 when we went on the air, the number was 80-81. So we've seen it jump by 10. At 100, it reaches orange. And we are likely to reach 110 this afternoon. And at that point, it would be unhealthy for those sensitive groups. We take a live look at Pinehurst. A little hazy out here. Folks getting out, getting a little golf in before our air quality gets much worse. 75 our temperature with a dew point of 63, so it feels fairly pleasant out there right now. But we do hit mid-80s by lunchtime. It's going to be a hot afternoon at 91, and that's when it's going to become a little more unsafe for certain folks to be outside. It looks like it'll be dry today and tomorrow, but we also have more thunderstorms in the forecast as we get into the holiday weekend. I'll show you when to expect those coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. And speaking of that smoke, check out this live look of Chicago this morning. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires is making it pretty much hard to see the skyline there. WRL's Kelsey Coffey has a look at what it's like outside near us this morning and the latest efforts to contain that fire. Just a little light haze this morning at Lake Johnson. You can see a little bit of haze over the water right now, still at that code yellow. We'll be seeing code orange a little bit later today. And all of that is a result of those massive wildfires in Canada. Check out this video of the flames. More than 480 fires are burning in the country right now. Less than 200 of them are under control. That's according to Canada's National Fire Situation Report released this morning. Poor air quality has been a problem for weeks with the smoke from the fire sweeping across the U.S. You'll remember we had a lot of hazy days earlier this month due to the smoke here in North Carolina, and now all of that is back. Over 80 million people from the Midwest to the East Coast are under air quality alerts this morning. That code orange means that our air won't be healthy for at-risk groups like children, the elderly, and people who have conditions that impact their lungs. So it may not be a good day to take the kids out to the pool or to the park. Better to stay inside just to be on the safe side. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh. And you can stay connected throughout the day on how the air quality is impacting you by downloading the WRL weather app. You'll be able to check in around the clock if the alert changes.
Just a few days before new abortion restrictions are set to take place in our state, a key decision could put those on hold. WRL's Laura Levine breaks down what could play out this morning as a federal judge hears arguments in this case.
Well, we're here outside the legislative building following several new developments that has happened within the past few hours. Today in Greensboro, a federal judge is set to hear new arguments in a lawsuit that could stop the new abortion restrictions from going into effect this weekend. So just a few days from now. Last night, the General Assembly approved some last minute changes to the new bill in effort to derail the pending litigation. Planned Parenthood filed the suit earlier this month, joined by the ACLU and other health care providers. It claims the legislation contains several inconsistencies and vague language that could potentially violate constitutional rights. Lawmakers made the last-minute changes to the law in effort to address those concerns ahead of today. Governor Cooper now has to sign or veto that amended bill, and he has about 10 days to take action. Meanwhile, the hearing will happen this morning in Greensboro. We will let you know what happens and if any changes occur before this Saturday when the new restrictions are set to become law. Laura Levine, WRL News in Raleigh.
A man accused of shooting an 11-year-old girl in what police are calling a case of road rage is now in custody. Sadeki Sirio is charged with attempted first-degree murder. This started Monday afternoon on Murkison Road in Fayetteville. They say Sirio cut across two lanes of traffic right in front of another vehicle, nearly caused a crash, and the two drivers started arguing. The one who was cut off flashed a gun, and that's when police say Sirio fired two shots into that truck's windshield. WRL spoke with a woman who says she saw it all happen.
The child was an innocent bystander to, you know, the ignorant action of an adult.
The police say Sirio then pulled into a parking lot after the shooting, put the gun down on the ground, and we're working to learn the name of the other driver involved. As for the little girl, she is recovering and is expected to be okay.
More major rulings are expected this week from the U.S. Supreme Court, including on affirmative action and student loan forgiveness. One ruling just issued yesterday blocks an effort by Republican lawmakers in North Carolina to shape future elections. The high court decided state lawmakers don't have total power to draw congressional maps. Those maps affect who you vote for. The decision confirms the power of courts to change them. However, it's only a small setback for Republicans in North Carolina, and that's because the GOP now controls our state Supreme Court, and the justices there ruled this year lawmakers can keep drawing maps in a partisan way.
Well, happening now in the WRL Live Center, a jury is now seated in the sexual assault trial involving actor Kevin Spacey. This is new video of Spacey arriving at court this morning. He faces 12 counts of sexual assault charges dating back to 2001 to 2013. He pleaded not guilty and denies any wrongdoing. Now, opening statements are scheduled for Friday. The trial is expected to last about 4 weeks. Spacey is facing prison time if convicted.
There are urgent evacuations underway in a Phoenix, Arizona suburb as crews rush to contain a large brush fire there. Look at this new video from overnight of the flames and thick smoke. As of this morning, there have been well over 1,000 people forced from their homes. So far, the fire has burned 2,500 acres, and more than 250 firefighters are working to put it out.
Traffic could get backed up in an already busy part of Chapel Hill this week. The city is doing road work at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Estes Drive. Traffic will be shifted from the right side of the road to the left. It's part of the Estes Drive connectivity project. It's been in progress since March of last year. The project will create separated bike lanes, sidewalks, and enhanced crosswalks. WRL previously reported several people getting hit by cars in that area.
Just about 20 minutes before 9, and towns all around the Triangle are getting ready to host 4th of July celebrations. We'll tell you about some of the events that you can take part in next.
And a couple in Iowa has a bit of luck after losing their home during a tornado. What they plan to do now that they have hit the lottery.
Also, give you a live look right now in Fayetteville. You may notice some of that haze down there outside wherever you are. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires is returning to our area. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will explain who's affected by this air quality alert and how long it'll be in effect. Is the time right now. This is a live look from our WRL Live Cam Network, Clinton. Busy downtown. Good morning to you right now. Enjoying some sunshine there. You know that haze will be moving in just a little bit later, and that has forced an air quality alert. That is the topic of discussion with Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now.
Yeah, let's take a look at the numbers. Right now we're sitting at yellow, but once we hit 100, that pushes us into orange, and that's what we're going to see for the bulk of the day today. We're going to be code orange at 110. That code orange, of course, covers the entire viewing area, and it's going to be coming out of the north and west. So last time it came right straight out of the north, but all the wind is shifting from Canada back here across the Midwest, and then we're going to see it coming into our area from the Midwest. So they're looking at, you know, oranges, lots of red and purple. So the air quality up in Chicago yesterday was the worst air quality in the world. Of course, our code orange stretches across the entire viewing area for today, and we can watch that flow. You can see all of that smoke come diving into our area today, and that continues into tomorrow along that northwesterly wind. So it's a code orange for today. today. That means that sensitive groups, which would include young children, the elderly, people with asthma or other respiratory issues, should limit their time outside today. Wednesday and Thursday, today and tomorrow, both code orange. And then Friday, we'll see a switch in our wind direction. Our wind will start to come out of the south. That'll start to push that smoke back to the north, and we'll move back to a code yellow. And code yellow is something that we see pretty regularly in the summertime. We have all that heat and humidity, that moisture in the atmosphere will trap the pollutants near the surface, and we stay at code yellow a number of days during the summer. Here's a look at Pinehurst. It does look a little bit hazy, but we're still at code yellow, and our temperatures are not bad. Right now in the triangle, it's 75 with a dew point of 63, so it's perfectly, you know, safe to be outside really for anybody right now. And that'll change this afternoon. 91 for the high in Raleigh, 90 in Durham, 92 in Fayetteville. With a drop in our humidity, we don't have a heat index for today, but that's still, you know, on the hot side. We're sitting right now at tolerable. We're going to edge into steamy this afternoon and then all the way to tropical on Friday and Saturday. That's when we move into triple digit heat indices, and we'll feel that this weekend. Pool's going to be a great place to be for the holiday weekend. Saturday's high 93, but it will feel like 103 with the heat index. Heat index of 105 on Sunday, 104 on Monday, and 102 on Tuesday. It backs off a little Tuesday, but it's still in the triple digits. With that wind shift, though, on Friday, we'll be rid of the smoke, at least through the holiday weekend. 91 today, again, 93 Thursday. We get into a chance of scattered thunderstorms. It'll be that typical summertime pattern where it's hot and humid, and then we end the day with scattered storms. That pattern picks up on Friday and continues through the holiday weekend. We're back to just a 20% chance on Tuesday. Hopefully, it won't affect the fireworks.
Speaking of fireworks, we are closing in on Independence Day just a few days from now, and many celebrations are starting this weekend. WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has a list for us of some of the best family-friendly celebrations in our area. Kathy, what do you have for us?
You know, from splash pads to bike parades, there is so much that you can do with your family this weekend. So let's start off on Saturday. We've got Fuquay Verena. They're doing a huge celebration. They've got, it's over at South Park. They've got live music, food, and a splash pad. They're going to open the splash pad from like 6 to 8:30 so the kids can go and just like cool off.
Great, great idea, especially with how warm it's going to be. And we're talking about heading into 4th of July weekend. I know it's not until next Tuesday, but the 4th of July itself, some towns have bike parades happening, right?
I love these. These are great ideas. So, okay, so on July 3rd, you know, Apex and Wake Forest, they do their fireworks that evening. Well, the next day, both of them have bike parades going on. So in Apex, they've got a huge celebration, and it's a wheels parade. So if you got a wagon, anything non-motorized, the kids can ride in, wagons and bikes and strollers, a lot of fun. They can do that. And they're going to have bounce houses and face painting. It's just a great day. And then in Wake Forest, they have their big bike parade. And then they have a big celebration happening right after on the 4th. So it's basically 2 days of celebrations.
Can't wait for it. Remember those days. They are so memorable, and be safe out there. There's so many events coming up on this 4th of July. You can find more of those events by going to WRL.com and search keyword fireworks. Kathy, thank you.
Well, the Wake County Sheriff's Office is now offering sign-on bonuses for 911 operators. The county is offering incentives up to $5,000 for people who take the job. It involves answering emergency and non-emergency calls, as well as dispatching requests for service. The hourly pay ranges from around $19 to $30. You can contact the Sheriff's Office for more information.
Police in Youngsville are working to find the person behind a bomb threat that shut down an entire shopping plaza. Police responded to the Food Lion off US 1 at Youngsville Crossing around 6 last night after someone called the grocery store with the threat. Officers quickly evacuated that store and 15 nearby businesses. After about 2.5 hours, police gave the all clear that the buildings were safe, and they say that threat was not credible.
Crazy, like, it's what? It's a Tuesday? And it's like dinner. Do you just kind of want to get food? And they're over here saying it's a bomb threat.
Police say the person who made the threat could face federal charges. Raleigh police say the man who died after crashing his car into a Duke Energy truck may have been impaired. This is a story we first brought you yesterday morning as breaking news. That crash happened just before midnight Monday on Six Forks Road near Sandy Forks Road. The Duke Energy truck was pulled over to respond to a power outage from all those storms when police say Ryan Fox crashed his car into the back of it.
You can get answers today to questions about health care access for the LGBTQ plus community. The State Department of Health and Human Services will host a virtual panel discussion on the topic today. It starts at 1:30 this afternoon. DHHS Secretary Cody Kinsley says the goal is to raise awareness for equitable access and quality health care. You can find more information on their website.
The American Red Cross is working to get more black blood donors, and the goal is to help treat people who have sickle cell disease, which affects about 100,000 people in the U.S. The Red Cross Sickle Cell Initiative resulted in more than 26,000 new black blood donors in its first year. The Red Cross says it encourages all people to donate and help ensure a diverse blood supply.
We now know who the Carolina Hurricanes will be playing this fall. It comes as the NHL draft gets underway today. The Canes 2023-24 regular season schedule opener, it's set for October 11th at PNC Arena against the Ottawa Senators. The Hurricanes have won each of their last three season openers on home ice. And unless there's some kind of trading going on, the Canes will be waiting until pick number 30 out of 32 in the first round of the NHL draft tonight. This will be the first round pick for the Hurricanes since 2020 when they picked Seth Jarvis.
That's what happens when you get into the playoffs every year. A legendary game show finds a new host. Country stars receive special awards and much more. Ashley Dvorkin has the latest from the Hollywood Nation.
Bobby Axelrod making moves I never saw coming.
Axe returns, VPR starts rolling, and Seacrest takes the wheel in the Hollywood Nation. Ryan Seacrest has big shoes to fill. The TV host announced on social media he's replacing Pat Sajak as the next host of Wheel of Fortune. Seacrest signed a multi-year deal to MC the iconic game show, starting with season 42. Sajak, who's been fronting the show since the early 1980s alongside Vanna White, recently announced he would be stepping down after season 41 in September.
You ready?
Vanderpump Rules is ready for lights, camera, and more drama. TMZ reports Bravo's hit reality series starts filming season 11 today, with all cast members returning except Raquel Levis. Insiders for the publication said the show's production team is working with Levis's team on the reality star's return, but her mental health remains a priority. Levis has been undergoing treatment at a facility for more than 2 months after filming season 10's reunion. The Academy of Country Music revealed the host and artist receiving special awards at the 16th annual ACM Honors. Tim McGraw, Chris Stapleton, and Kane Brown are among the superstars being celebrated during the ceremony hosted by Carly Pierce. The event takes place at the historic Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, August 23rd.
They always end too soon.
And today's First Looks features Damian Lewis returning as Bobby Axe Axelrod in the official trailer to the 7th and final season of Billions. The hit drama returns August 11th on Paramount Plus and August 13th on Showtime.
That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting.
A lot of stuff to look forward to there. Well, your pillowcase, brace yourself, could have more bacteria on it than the average toilet seat. A new report by mattress company Amerisleep says not washing your pillowcase for just a week could bring in about 3 million bacteria. That's roughly 17,000 times more bacteria than what's on the average toilet seat. Dead skin cells, sweat, and makeup from the day go all over your sheets and pillowcase, which attracts dust mites and helps them grow. Dermatology experts say pillowcases should be changed or washed more than once a week. I just make it habit. I strip all my pillows and I just throw it in the wash like every time I do the towels because it's gross.
All right, I know what I'm doing today. Bed Bath & Beyond has gone out of business. You'll still be able to buy its products, though, online. A bankruptcy judge approved Overstock.com's $21.5 million purchase of the company's brand name. So that means Overstock can sell Bed Bath & Beyond products on its website after the stores close. Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy in April after years of falling sales.
A family in Iowa who lost their home in a tornado is grateful after they won $2 million from the Powerball lottery. Tammy Gordy said that she realized she'd won big when she used the lottery mobile app on Sunday morning to check some lottery tickets that she had in her purse. She was in shock. You can imagine when the results of one of her tickets showed that she was a millionaire.
I called my boss and told him I needed to take Monday and Tuesday off because I won $2 million on the Powerball. And so he says, well, congratulations if you're not April fooling me.
Not a joke. Tammy says she plans to use part of her winnings to finish the home she and her husband are building. Congratulations. We'll be right back.